All right, call this meeting to order. Would everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the record, everybody is present today. Are we? John's night. Why did I think I saw it? Sorry, I'll strike that. John is not here today. So we have public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on public individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. We only have one item on the general business. Does anybody need to speak on that now? All right, we'll move to our next item, approval of minutes for April 8th, 2025.
I move we approve the minutes for 2008.
All in favor of approving the minutes for April 8th?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Unanimously. And approval of the agenda for May 13th.
I motion that we approve the agenda for May 13th, 2025.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously. We'll go to our informational items. Receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. No Saki.
He's here. He's just downstairs.
Okay. He thinks it's at 7:30. All right.
He's on a cam time.
Do we have anybody from Metro?
They're all outside.
BLM?
You've got another half
hour.
Change
meeting time. Yeah,
get it, Stephanie.
Yeah. Be done before anybody comes in.
Every other month.
Well, we'll come back to them. We'll go to Sandy Valley Schools.
Hi. Hello. I just wanted to attend the community meeting to introduce myself. I know I've met some of you, but not all of you. My name is Tammy Flanagan. I was previously the assistant principal. Well, even before that, I was a teacher at Mid Springs about 8 years ago. And then I moved to Sandy Valley as an assistant principal for the last 7 years. And now I've been appointed the principal. So I just wanted to come and formally introduce myself and let you all know that we are wanting to, of course, include the community with the school and have you all come to our events and participate. And we're planning on doing events, well, we do events every month anyway, but specifically parent involvement, community involvement each month, starting the next school year. So I wanted to make sure that you all knew that, and to invite you to graduation. That will be May 27th at 5 p.m. You all are welcome to attend. Half of you are coming anyway. So, to come and see our 26 graduates. We had 100% graduation rate this year. We're like, after another year. And I think that was all that I wanted to mention. But if you ever have any questions or want to chat, just come on by. My door is always open, unless I'm somewhere else. So thank you all for allowing me to be here. And come by the school anytime with any questions. Do you have any questions now?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
My name's Arlene.
Hi.
Congratulations, Dad.
Yes.
And for those of you guys that don't know Tammy, she is awesome.
Yep. And Tammy, you're always invited to our meetings.
Okay.
All right, we'll backtrack a little bit. We'll go report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Good evening, Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. I see y'all started without me. For the month of April, we ended up with 15 medical calls, 3 med flights, 1 fire, no structures, thankfully, and 2 motor vehicle accidents. I see more and more people with their drinks in hand, which is great because this time of year, we're starting to get into the heat. I know it doesn't feel like it right now. However, the UV index starts coming up. We're going to start seeing more and more people with the dehydration issues. Do remember that for every ounce of not water that you drink, you need to take that much water off.
So my vodka is...
Yeah, you probably need to take out some more. So those things like that.
I have a real question.
Yes.
The Legion is doing our Flag Day ceremony on June 14th. It's a Saturday, and we generally have our burn barrel in front of the fire department. Is that still okay?
That's still okay, and in fact, I was told that there's, I believe it was a football team, was looking to do a fundraiser about washing cars, and my recommendation was maybe they would incorporate folks with old flags to bring along for the Flag Day ceremony.
That would happen.
I don't know if they're going that far.
No, that's happening.
We just talked about it.
Okay.
Gail's got her car.
Perfect. Anything else for me? Perfect, thanks.
All right, thank you, Ken. We will receive a report from Metro.
Good evening, everyone. Officer Isabel. You guys like a good story, right?
Sure.
Always. I like to share this because every once in a while, we have the opportunity to have an arrest that really does affect the community. There was a group last night who had intentions on moving to Sandy Valley and setting up their absolutely abhorrent camp. We ended up discovering a lot of chopped down, stolen vehicles within their camp. They were a camp of probably 10 to 12 people. Lots of broken down RVs, vehicles with missing VINs and trailers, with the help of the Bureau of Land Management, and a victim that conducted their own follow-up, we were able to locate them. Their plans were to move out here to Sandy Valley, and we introduced ourselves as the police that would be dealing with them. Anyway, an arrest was made, tons of vehicles impounded, and they were moved further away from Sandy Valley. So,
yeah.
We had you all in mind. We love Sandy Valley. We told them Sandy Valley was off limits to crime. So, What's that?
So if they want to get here, they got to walk.
Yeah.
They will.
They've got a work ethic. All right. Other than that, nothing significant to report, but we sure love Sandy Valley.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you very much. I don't think I saw BLM come in.
No, they can't be here.
They can't be here. Okay. We'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Rec.
I am doing a community yard sale Saturday the 24th. From 9 to noon. If you want to come and sell stuff, it's $5 for a spot. We have a few tables. You can sign up, or you can just come and buy things. And then everything else is on board.
When was it?
The 24th.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll receive a report from Valley Electric.
Good evening. There's not a lot going on, not a lot of the new stuff going on. We are going to have the annual meeting in Bronx on Friday the 13th of June. The doors are going to open at 5, and the business meeting is going to start at 6:30, and that's pretty much it.
What day, I'm sorry?
June 13th, it's a Friday the 13th.
Not ominous at all. We'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right. I don't have too much to share. I know people want to have the pit vaccine clinic again. We're working on it. Animal Foundation, if you've watched the news, they're a little overwhelmed and had a lot of staff changes, so we weren't able to do it this spring. So we're going to look at doing it in the fall. It just gets too hot. You know, it just wouldn't be fair to have all these animals outside and then ask people to be out in the heat doing it. So we'll wait till the fall. And I'm thinking about doing a little something to go along with it, with the event. So just keep that in mind. And I'm telling you now so that it's being advertised now months in advance. Just so you know, if you know, you know. The road is going to get started in 4 to 5 months. The bid closed, and now it's going through the whole process with finance and everything, which is just a whole cumbersome process. But they said about 4 to 5 months it's going to get started. So just be ready. And then we can all complain about traffic.
They'll give us all something.
Who won the bid?
What?
Who won the bid?
I don't know. I don't know. Because it's still in the contracting process. So I don't know. And I heard, not officially, that our trail along Quartz is going to be finished soon. So that'll be exciting too. I don't think there's really anything else. Oh, Commissioner Jazz is coming out on the 24th to do a little grand opening type thing, ribbon cutting for the Tabletop Cafe. I know they're going to be sending out postcards to everybody.
Month?
So,
oh, okay.
On the 24th.
Right. Same day as the swap meet.
Lots of stuff going on that day. So, and I think that's it. Unless anyone has questions for me. Yes, ma'am.
The parking lot by the post office. The dips and valleys.
On the edge of the pavement?
Yeah.
It's on my list.
They got the equipment out here.
That's what it was for, too.
Right?
Oh, yeah, they have been out fixing the roads that we had put on the, not fixing the roads, managing the roads that were on the priority list. So, is anybody in here live on one of those roads? Go by them?
I've been seeing all the gravel and stuff.
They've actually graded the shoulder on Kingston.
They brought in, they were bringing in gravel and millings and putting down millings. So for those roads where they were kind of impassable. So, yes, somebody else had a question. Yeah.
On Prince, there's a ditch that's alongside our road. The road's fine right now, but if we get a flood and we don't have that ditch filled up, the buses may get stranded.
Okay, well, we'll cross that ditch when we come to it.
I just thought I'd bring it up.
I'm here all night. Okay. Sorry, yeah, I know. Sorry, I don't know what's wrong with me. It's this early time and I'm just a little wacky. Anything else?
All right, thank you very much. We do not have any planning and zoning items, so we'll move to general business. Change the meeting time of Sandy Valley CAC to 7 p.m. for possible action. And this is more to just formalize what we already informally discussed last month, hence the meeting at 7.
I would like to motion that we change the time for the CAC meeting from 7:30 to 7.
All in favor of changing the Sandy Valley CAC time to 7 p.m., say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, passes unanimously.
Yay!
All right.
13 years almost.
Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Yes, Stephanie.
Stephanie Swinsburg, mom here. We are doing a football car wash. It is a fundraiser for our football team for the Sidewinders, also in conjunction with Cheer. It is on Saturday, June 14th at our firehouse from 10 to 2. And with it being Flag Day, we are asking people to bring their flags. There will be flyers going out in all the Facebook groups, and I've given the flyer to Gail, so people should be kind to us in the next half hour.
All right, thank you very much. Do we have, excuse me, any others? Gail?
A few things going on. This Saturday, the 17th, is the pancake breakfast at the Senior Center, 8 to 10:30. It's $7 with eggs or six without. It's a pancake meal, or you can have biscuits and gravy. And then coming up after that, Sean had mentioned the community swap meet. Monday the 26th, Memorial Day, at the cemetery, the American Legion will be doing a ceremony, 9 a.m. And there'll be cookies and lemonade and water and such. And that's at Sandy Valley Cemetery on the 26th. Alrighty, then we're starting a farmers co-op. Farmers Exchange, not sure what to call it. It's not going to be a farmer's market, The idea is on the first and third Saturday, at the same time, they're having coffee and donuts at the Senior Center, which is the first Saturday, pancake breakfast on the third Saturday. We're gonna we're offering to for people any excess produce you have, bring to the park. So you show up at 8 a.m., bring a table, you bring up all your excess corn, and someone else brings all their excess tomatoes, and they do swaps. And that way we don't have, we've got a couple people, one guy comes to mind that he has a few peach trees, and there's like a two-day time window to get them all picked before the birds get them, but you don't want to pick them too soon. Then there's an excess of peaches you can't seem to get rid of. So that's the kind of idea. Many of us who grow things have more than enough, and it's a way to start a food swap. And so it wouldn't be under any kind of licensing. It's just a matter of trade some stuff out. If people came and wanted to donate money to purchase some of your stuff, that would be up to you.
That's starting this month or next month?
We're going to start that June 7th, the first Saturday in June. So I'll put it in happenings, and I'm going to get flyers out to talk about it. And so if you know people who grow things, and we're just going to put it as spring, summer, fall. And we're going to add to that sign on the corner that already advertises the farmer's market out here, but we changed the word market. So anyhow, that's the plan, first and third Saturday of every month. So, and then also the Legion is doing Flag Day at the fire station with the burn barrel and the ceremony. That's generally at 6 p.m. And if you aren't able to come to the car wash to drop off your tattered flags, and it can be state flags, military flags, U.S. flags, or you can take them to the post office while they're open as well. The bar will accept them, and you can give them to me. So we do the flag burning ceremony on Saturday the 14th, 6 p.m. That's that.
All right. Thank you very much, Gail. Mm-hmm. Do we have any other public comments? All right. Our next meeting will be on June 10th. At 7 p.m. We appreciate everybody attending with us. This meeting is adjourned.
Short and sweet.
Okay, you broke my record. Only 17 minutes.
I got it.
Yeah, I'm helped by the lack of Jesus.